To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners. Time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It is the 5th of August, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, get ready to meet twice with Google. Why meet twice? Well, because there's two apps that are called Meet. Not M-E-A-T, both M-E-E-T. This has to do with Google moving forward with its merger of Duo and Meet, and it isn't quite polished yet. Now, yes, Google is currently rebranding Duo for Android and iOS as the Meet app. In fact, the company's already migrated many of Meet's features, but here's the kicker. The old Meet app, it's not going anywhere. Yep, it's actually going to be rebranded Google Meet. Confused yet? Yeah, me too. Now, of course, this is all going back to what we heard in June about the whole merger evolving the needs of video calling, including meetings, and providing a unified user experience. But you gotta say, with two apps floating around right now, both Meet from Google, doesn't sound very unified, does it? So just to recap, in case you're confused, and I need to actually look at it again myself because I am confused, Duo for Android and iOS would be called the Meet app, and the current Meet app will be called Google Meet. Yeah, I think I got that. Looks like Logitech and Tencent have combined their powers as they have announced that they're working on a handheld cloud gaming device. Now this device, which by the way, tentatively called Logitech G Gaming Handheld, sure that's probably gonna change, is most definitely in the works and could actually come to market later this year. I'm sensing Christmas, how about you? Now we're hearing support for multiple cloud gaming services. In fact, we're working with Xbox Cloud Gaming and GeForce Now. Yep, those teams over at Microsoft and Nvidia. So this is getting even more exciting. Unfortunately, all we can do is hold on to the excitement for now and don't hold on any hopes. Whether this device actually sees the light of day or not, or if we actually get a schedule for release, that remains to be seen. Remember, we've got supply chain issues. More than likely, yeah, it's going to affect this. And finally, did you enjoy that live shopping experience via Facebook? I guess nobody else did either. Yes, it definitely looks like Facebook live shopping events have had the final nail in the coffin. It is actually the latest casualty from Meta as they shift over to short-form videos. According to Meta's corporate website, live shopping events on Facebook will be retired starting October 1st. And if those of you out there are saying, what the hell was this? Well, that was Facebook's way of letting business owners showcase their products in live videos to all of their followers. Think Home Shopping Club or QVC, but in Facebook. And yeah, a lot of people don't watch those networks anymore either. Now currently, if you were a merchant on live selling, Meta is asking you to consider showcasing products via Reels and product tagging on Instagram Reels. Yes, those short form videos. Makes a lot of sense too. Reels and those Reels ads actually reached over $1 billion annual revenue in the second quarter of this year. So Meta's definitely saying, yeah, I'm smelling that. It's where the money is. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Find the news show over there, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come be a part of the BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation that's always going on over there. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.